Which do you normally call it at home?
Souse.
Okay. Ever call it pressed meat?
No, I never did. Mm-hmm. I have heard people call it pressed meat.
Would you ever say hoghead cheese?
I believe just head cheese.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's kind of surprising because that's usually the Yankee term to say just head cheese. Oh, let's add a dish prepared from hog liver.
Cookie. Liver pudding.
Okay, and how about hog blood?
I don't know.
How about the juice from the head cheese mixed up with cornmeal and then sliced and fried?
That I've never had any experience with.
A scrapple.
Scrapple. I don't know about scrapple. I've read about it in cookbooks, mm-hmm. but I don't.
Okay, if you milked a cow outside, and then the first thing you would do to get the hairs and things out, you'd have to...
Strain it.
Strain what?
The milk.
Okay. Then if you baked something in a deep dish that had a crust on top, it was layers of fruit and crust, that's a...
A deep dish pie, but that... Oh,
Is cobbler the same thing?
Cobbler, that's what I was trying to think of.
Okay. And if somebody has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
Food.
Is there another word for food? Old-fashioned word? Like victuals, would you say?
His victuals, yeah. I wouldn't say that, but that is a...
Yeah. What's a sweet liquid you might pour over a cake or a pie?
Cream? That's not what you... Syrup?
All right, that's fine. And then food taken between regular meals is a...
Snack.
And, what you do with your breakfast, you say this morning I...
Ate my breakfast.
And tomorrow I will...
Eat my breakfast.
And I have...
Eaten my breakfast.
And if you there were no coffee ready, you'd say I'm going to go...
Make the coffee.
Then if you're just thirsty, you might go and get yourself a...
Glass of water.
And the glass might fall off the sink and...
Break.
And you would say...
I broke a glass.
And I have.
I've broken a glass.
And I might ask, how much water have you...
Drunk.
And you'd say, I...
Drank.
But I will...
Drink some more. Mm-hmm.
And if everybody were just standing around and the dinner was on the table, you would say, well, why don't you...
Come and sit down.
Mm-hmm. And so then they...
Sat down.
And they all have...
Sat down.
And if you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed to him, you say, go ahead and...
Help yourself.
Mm-hmm. So he...
Helped himself.
And he has.
Helped himself.
And if you decided not to eat something, you would say, no thank you, I...
Don't care for that.
Mm-hmm. Good. And if you if you... cooked and served food a second time, you'd say you were serving...
Warmed over food.
Mm-hmm. And you put your food in your mouth and begin to...
Chew it.
And if a person had a sore throat and his throat was swollen, you might say he could chew it, but he couldn't...
He had trouble swallowing it.
Or he couldn't...
Swallow it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call peas and beets and that sort of thing? Collectively.
Vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And what is the southern food, we should have done this when talking about breakfast, that you'd eat with eggs and bacon that's white?
Grits.
And how about the stuff that's also made of corn that's the big puffy kernels?
Hominy.
If you said hominy grits, what would that mean?
Well, frankly, I don't know. I was thinking about the same thing when you before you asked that. I think it's just plain grits.
Yeah, I do too. And then the starch that they eat a lot of in China, white stuff.